This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next week at a summit in Uzbekistan, a Russian official said Wednesday. Russia's ambassador to China told reporters Wednesday that the two leaders will meet at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in the Uzbek city of Samarkand on September 15th and 16th. Putin and Xi last met in Beijing in February. That was weeks before the Kremlin sent troops into Ukraine. It remains unclear whether Xi knew at the time of Russia's plan to launch what Moscow is calling a special military operation in Ukraine. Fighting near the Zaporizhia plant has fueled fears of a disaster like the one at Chernobyl, where a reactor exploded and spewed deadly radiation, contaminating a vast area. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Zaporizhia has six reactors, only one of which was operational as of Saturday. The shelling so far hasn't damaged the reactors or the spent nuclear fuel storage, but has repeatedly struck some auxiliary equipment. Nuclear experts say while the buildings housing the reactors are protected by reinforced concrete that could withstand an errant shell or rocket, a disruption in the electrical supply could knock out cooling systems essential for the reactor safety. Paul Dorfman, a nuclear safety expert at the University of Sussex in England, says if power's lost in the fog of war, then we're in uncharted territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Liz Truss has taken over as UK Prime Minister and is immediately facing up to the enormous tasks ahead of her. At the top of her inbox is the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels. Truss said she would cut taxes to spur economic growth, bolster the National Health Service, and deal hands-on with the energy crisis. This is VOA News. Barack and Michelle Obama returned to the White House today, Wednesday, for the unveiling of their portraits. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the first unveiling since Obama hosted George W. Bush 10 years ago, continuing a recent bipartisan tradition of the sitting president inviting his immediate predecessor.
We may have our differences politically, but the presidency transcends those differences.
But for reasons publicly unknown, the tradition was halted during the Trump years. Obama did not return here until 5 months ago.
I heard some changes had been made.
Joining his former vice president in April to mark the Affordable Care Act's anniversary, Michelle Obama will walk in the mansion today for the first time since moving out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Australia's prime minister has urged China to allow detained Chinese-born Australian journalist Cheng Li to make her first contact with her children in more than 2 years. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Wednesday renewed his government's call for Cheng to have access to her family after China's ambassador offered the family his help. Cheng has been detained in China since August 2019. She was tried in Beijing in March on espionage charges. Japan's defense minister says he's ordered a ministry-wide special investigation into growing reports of sexual assault after allegations of harassment were brought by a former soldier. The defense minister's order came after a female former soldier requested a reinvestigation of an alleged assault by former male colleagues last year. Booster doses of the coronavirus vaccine that target today's most common Omicron strain are being rolled out across the United States, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of virus deaths around the country is still too high.
And in my mind, far too high for a vaccine-preventable disease.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the virus has been evolving while the vaccine remains the same.
But now we have a vaccine that matches the dominant strain out there.
The hope is the modified boosters will ease another winter surge. The new doses are available around the same time people get flu shots.
The good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea. I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Josh says the coronavirus will likely be with us for the rest of our lives. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next week at a summit in Uzbekistan, according to a Russian official. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.